Future Media and UN Namibia support the fight against COVID-19. This interview is with a medical expert on some of the most common questions about COVID-19 and vaccines.
We have heard and seen people who say, "Ah, it's just the flu. I'm not going to go for testing. I'm convinced it's not COVID." And we have to admit that the real flu still exists, normal colds still exist. None of that stuff has gone away. But in the context of the fact that we are living in a pandemic, we are living through the third wave right now, what advice would you have to people who think, "I don't know if it's necessary that I go and test because it's probably not COVID"?
The thing with what we have now is that if you develop early symptoms and you're a healthy individual, you're probably going to survive it. And even if it is COVID and you think it's just the flu, or it's just my allergies acting up, which always happens this time of the year, that's fair. But the problem is that you might infect somebody else that's in your family that is whose immunity is not as strong as yours, or infect a coworker or somebody else in the community that you're in, and then they infect somebody else that then doesn't make it or get severe disease. So because COVID is a notifiable disease, it is a massive public health risk. For us to test when we have symptoms is the responsible thing to do, but then also to isolate until we get our results. That's also very important because people are testing and then carrying on doing what they do. And then we saw last week and the week before that it could take up to 48 hours to get your results from some of the testing centers. You now find out you're positive and you start isolating, but you may have infected 20, 30, 40 other people in the shop, in the church, at the funeral, at your doctor's practice, in your own home. So it's very important that if we have symptoms that we isolate, we wear our masks, we sanitize, and we test. We have got to do all of these things together.
Our positivity rate at this point is, if you break it down, it comes down to at least 4 out of every 10 people that you come into contact with are either infected or have been infected with COVID. And that's very high. Another concept that a lot of people are referring to, and we're seeing it now that our vaccination rates have gone up significantly over the last month or so, that people say, "Yes, but more people are dying now, or more people are getting sick now, despite the fact that vaccines are available. Last year, this time, we didn't have vaccines and we didn't see this many infections or we didn't see this many deaths." So how do we unpack that discussion?
Important is that last year, I remember us all sitting watching Northern Italy, watching Spain, what happened in Iran and then in New York. And we all saw in shock and awe, and all of us had this massive caution. So the anxiety levels were very, very high last year. And because of that, people were aggressive about wearing masks. People were aggressive about sanitizing, about isolating, about staying at home, about working remotely. And we were a much more obedient society. I think what then happened is we developed what I like to call caution fatigue. People got tired of being anxious. We saw that when people did get sick, wow, they did recover, because we had the UK alpha strain and possibly the beta strain, the South African not strain variant towards the end of the year. And because of them, people weren't as sick and they weren't as many hospitalized people. So not only did we become tired of being cautious, but we became confident in our immune systems. I think we became quite callous. And then we are a social people. December, we wanted to go and do what we always do. We wanted to travel. We wanted to go visit our parents. We wanted to have our family reunions. And then we did see a significant spike, specifically with the beta variant, all the way to February. And that did take lives. It wasn't as infective and it wasn't as dangerous, let's use that word, as what we have now, which is the Delta variant that we're dealing with. And when vaccines became available, we were, as we are, a suspicious people, because it was designed possibly too quickly. And we were waiting to see what happened in first world countries and what was happening in the areas of the world that were so heavily hit right in the beginning of this pandemic. We again developed caution, but we didn't develop caution about our behavior. We developed caution about the treatment modalities. We developed caution about whether we were going to be vaccinated or not. And that delay did cause us not to have the type of herd immunity that we wanted, or we didn't realize that this wave was going to hit us as hard. So it is coincidental that we have vaccines available at the same time that variants have started developing that are causing different types of disease and different types of infectivity and higher mortality. So it's not that because we vaccinated, because the amount of people in Namibia that have been vaccinated is still minuscule. So again, all the vaccines, they're not the COVID virus. So you are not testing positive on a PCR test because you've been vaccinated. That is impossible. You are getting a non-replicating protein chain that cannot cause disease in you, although it may cause your own immune system to have, you will have symptoms and you can have symptoms. So to say that there's been a spike at the same time that we have a vaccine is not true, simply because if we look at big populations like the U.S. population, 300 plus million, where 110 million people have been immunized, the U.K., Israel, Scandinavian countries that have had 90 plus percent, have had two shots, their COVID numbers have not gone up. They have not gone through another wave. In actual fact, they are playing UEFA Cup. They're going to church. They're going to schools. They're having baseball games after two vaccinations. The correlation between having a wave and vaccinating is inaccurate and untrue and coincidental at best.
So yeah. The last point is, and it's also on this point of vaccine hesitancy. And I think this is probably the thing that I hear the most speaking to people, where they say, you know, I'm skeptical, which we understand. Again, information empowers you to make a decision. So if you're skeptical, you probably just don't have enough information yet. But a lot of people are also hesitant about the vaccine because of the speed with which it was developed. So they say, I first want to see what the effects are on other people.
Okay, so firstly, a vaccine is developed so that you can develop immunity within your body, an active immunity in the absence of the disease, because the disease does kill. The disease has a very high chance of causing morbidity. That's where there are secondary lung complications or other kidney complications or so from having had COVID-19. You don't want to necessarily develop polio and get a paralyzed leg and then survive that in order to have immunity. I think that's nonsensical. Your body is going to get a response to that protein portion, regardless of whether you got the Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson's, AstraZeneca, Sinopharm. You are going to develop an immune response. And that immune response is your body's response to that vaccine. So a lot of people fear having these side effects, which is from your body, developing immunity against the vaccine. And they say, I would rather have the disease. And that argument, there is enough data to show that getting a COVID infection or be getting a second COVID infection, because we're seeing that with the variants now, maybe and can be way worse than the side effects of the vaccine.
When we put things into perspective, and it's not to attack anyone, it's not to antagonize anyone, but we have to look at these things logically and within context.
This interview is part of the Future Media and UN Namibia COVID-19 awareness campaign. To listen to all the interviews and content we've done, visit the podcast page on futuremedia.com.na.